best of times, through Nixon and through Bush. Do you remember 36? We went our separate ways. You fought for Stalin, I fought for freedom. You believe in authority, I believe in myself. I'm a Molotov cocktail, you're done pairing your baby. What's that confused look in your eyes? What I'm trying to say is that I burn down buildings while you sit on a shelf inside of them. You call the cops on the looters and pie throwers. They call it class war, I call it co-conspirators.
You're listening to The Circle Day Show on Resonance 104.4 FM. On this week's show is author of The Far Right in Europe, Bernard Schmidt. Nearly 70 years after the fall of the Nazi regime, the far right and even fascism are again a significant threat in Europe. In the May 2014 European Parliament elections, organisations with a range of fascist, racist and anti-migrant ideologies won significant votes in a number of European countries. The National Front topped the poll in France, and explicitly Nazi parties won seats in countries like Germany and Greece. The far right in Europe takes a look at the far right in seven countries of Europe with different political histories: Britain, Bulgaria, Denmark, France, Hungary, Italy, Netherlands and Sweden. The survey by activists and researchers from these countries reveals a disturbing picture of far-right parties, some with mass base, which have been able to drag the mainstream political parties to the right. This book is a contribution to understanding the nature of the far-right and to develop strategies for the left to confront this threat. On the 18th of November 2015, Bernard gave a talk at Hausmann's Bookshop.
I will start from the actual situation. You mentioned the terror attacks from last Friday. The political question is, which one will be the political development coming out? So first, the government's reaction. We have an emergency reactivated by government. It's a law of 1955 of colonial war, of period of colonial war, France's colonial war in Algeria, with some changes. Normally, there's a limit of time, there's a delay, so government can activate this emergency law for 12 days, and parliament can do it for 3 months. Or this Monday, President François Hollande proposed to change the law, to even to put it in the constitution, but without time limitation. So government will decide how many time they used to need it. So you can see that it will prepare a kind of authoritarian state. And even if today the president is right-wing social democrat, right-wing socialist, we are rather sure that in 2017 it will not be a socialist on the head of the state, but a right-wing man or even a far-right woman. We will see. So all the elements of an authoritarian state are already prepared now for such a situation. So other points are, for example, that a government is prepared to retire a French nationality to persons with two nationalities, with two citizenships, participating in terrorist acts. So it will change nothing, because if you have a jihadi activist, he is ready to die. So for he is has no importance if he risks to lose his French citizenship in heaven or in hell. He doesn't need any passport. But the idea is to make the cursor, to show to public opinion that we have a foreigner problems, that even between French citizens we have people who we should distinguish from real French, and so we should mark it. The marker is that there is a problem about belonging to a French nation. While between the jihadi activists, you have many of converted persons who are from very old French origin, but who converted directly to jihadi movements. Now in Syria, between among French fighting there, you have a lot of converted people. So, how the far right is reacting to it? You know that we have regional election of regional parliaments in all French regions in 3 weeks, sixth and 13th of December. Before the terror attacks, it was the opinion poll told that National Front, so far right, the main party of far right, could have victories in two regions, in northeastern of France, so in the region of Calais and Lille, and in the southeast, in the region of Nizza, at the Mediterranean Sea and at the Italian border. Now we can afraid that it will be confirmed, this trend will be confirmed, but the far right is playing a rather subtle game, because the first reaction were government is too weak, and as government is too weak, it made the terror attacks possible. So the immediate reaction was attack on the government. It is different from the Charlie Hebdo attacks in the beginning of the year. In January, on January 7th, we had the attack against Charlie Hebdo, the newspaper, and the 9th of January against the Jewish supermarket. At that time, the main reaction was research of National Union. At left-wing activists, we criticize it. We don't belong to National Union. We don't believe in National Union. But for the National Front, for the extreme right, it was also a problem, because they could not oppose it to main parties, to establishment parties, on the base of attacks against their policies, their migration policies, their police security policies, their homeland policies. And it was difficult for them to distinguish. There was a big march, a big demo in Paris, 11th of January, and the social democratic leaders said, "Okay, we won't enjoy to see National Front leaders there." After the conservative right reacted and said, "No, we want National Front to be there," and okay, government political men and women said, okay, we will accept them, we won't throw them out, we won't eject them, but they are not welcome, but we will accept them. But as Marine Le Pen expected not to be welcomed, but to have perhaps protesters against her, okay, she resigned, and she chose to go in a small French town in which National Front is controlling the local authority, the mayor, and there were 200 people demonstrating, or 400. So it was a little bit ridiculous. So, in fact, French National Front was a little bit marginalized, and it paid it in the local elections in March, because poll opinions told us before that the National Front could win 31 to 33. Of polls, but in reality they won 25, so less. Okay, it's horrible enough, but it was much lower than opinion polls told. It opened a crisis within the party. It was one of the reasons, not the only one, but one of the reasons of the battle between Marine Le Pen and her father, the former National France president, Jean-Marie Le Pen, because they are not on the same political line. Now the situation is different. The main reaction is not searching of national consensus, of national union, but the right, the far right and the conservative right are immediately attacking government. Government is too weak, homeland policy is too weak, too tolerant, and there is too much tolerance about migrants, Syrian refugees and others, entering to the country. So it was immediately a polarization, attacks on the government. Now, with new announces of François Hollande about emergency law and other homeland rules, the right, both rights, the conservative right and the fascist one, or the extreme right, say, okay, we asked for harder homeland policy. Now we want it because we asked it. Government gives it now. So it's our result, our victory. So they don't oppose, but they say, okay, government is not going far enough. The government is doing because we asked for it. So we will keep the pressure on the government to ask them even more and even more. This is today the actual situation. Okay, we will see what will happen in next weeks, but I will go a little bit back in National Front's history. So if I will talk about the National Front, it does not mean that the whole far right in France is only the National Front. National Front is the main party of the far right. It's a hegemonic party of far right, but it's not the only one, especially in the extra-parliamentarian, so in the street movements, the movements not active in parliaments but in the streets, there are much more violent groups making pressure on the National Front to go to harder positions. There is some groups split off from the National Front in the especially in the years between 1999 and 2009, because the leader thought that National Front became too soft, too modernized. But in elections and at the level of mass policies, they are not so important. But in the streets, they are. In the streets, they are a present danger, a real and present danger. There are one or two another forces who participate in elections. One of it, it's a regional force. It's called Ligue du Sud, the South Liga, which is also in three local authorities. So they are governing three cities, smaller cities in southeastern France, in Vaucluse department. So they have some importance. They have even one deputy, even one member of parliament, Jacques Pompard, a former member of National Front, who left National Front to open his own party. It's South Liga is his party, he's the chief. So there are other forces on the far right, and even if far right would, National Front would accept compromises with the conservative right or the liberal right, there would be forces to cry its treasure against our values, and you have to come back to former positions. So there is other forces, but now I will speak about the National Front. First question: which is the political nature of this party? Some are saying it's fascism, others say it's populism and not fascism. Others say, okay, we don't know it's between, or we should try to find another term. Firstly, I think we would be mistaken if we said it is populism. There's no fascist nature, because the modern far right has nothing to do with historical fascism. In the case of National Front in France, it's wrong. It's mistaken. Two arguments. First one, the roots are clearly fascist. National Front was founded in October, 5th of October, 5th of October 1972 in Paris. It was helped by the Italian neo-fascists of the MSI, the French so-called Italian Social Movement, or the neo-fascist party. Everybody in Italy considered it is a neo-fascist party because it was a strong party on the far right at that time in Southern Europe. And National Front adopted a symbol. Still today, the party symbol of National Front is a flame in three colors, so French national colors. Blue, white, and red. But in origin, it's green, white, and red, because it's Italian neo-fascist. If we said it's a populist party, if words have a sense, populism means a party is having an ear to population and is exploiting every unsatisfaction, every movement in public opinion, running behind movements in public opinion and is using it against the elites, against the rich, against the political class, and so on. But sometimes French National Front is doing this, for sure. Since its foundation, since 1972, the party was all the time in opposition position. So, for sure, it will use all the griefs, all the reproaches against the ruling class, the ruling political class, the ruling parties, to say they were mistaken about everything, and the results are bad, and situation is bad because of those governing us. Sure, an opposition party, an eternal opposition party, will always do this. But National Front's direction is not deciding its own policies, its own strategy, only in listening to society and in running behind movements in political opinion. Even sometimes they are really going against movements in public opinion, and even between the voters, the head or the have, or the people who could vote for them. One example. In 1991, National Front is changing in a radical way its international orientation. Before 1990, National Front is on an international level a clearly so-called pro-Western party, a party for the free West. So it is pro-American, pro-Ronald Reagan at that time, and anti-communist. Okay, in 1990, to be the most anti-communist party doesn't have much sense anymore, because there is no international bloc reclaiming of communism, so-called communism, flagged as communist. So when comes up the Gulf War, not the 2003 one, the Gulf War, the Operation Desert Storm in 1991, yes. Before there was a Kuwait crisis, and then Operation Desert Storm after 17th of January 1991. National Front's direction immediately takes position for the Iraqi regime. Not only against the war, the whole left, we were against the war. Sure, and we were right to oppose to the war. But we did not defend the Iraqi regime, not only because it was a murderous regime, but also because few of years before, this Iraqi regime was the best client of French weapons factories. Especially France, armed this dictatorship. So Jean-Marie Le Pen is continuing to say it's an ally to France, and France should not renounce to an ally in running behind the Americans. Jean-Marie Le Pen is defending this regime. A very small minority in his own among his own voters agree with this position. Even among his voters, a majority in opinion polls answers to the question, is Jean-Marie Le Pen defending French interest? Even his own voters in majority answer, no, it's not a French interest he is defending. But Jean-Marie Le Pen was doing another thing. In changing of international orientation, he changed position of his party in the internal and international political system. Because he said, okay, there's no interest anymore to be the most pro-American and anti-Russian or anti-Soviet party, because there's no Soviet bloc anymore. And we will be the ally of the whole nationalist movements, which will grow up on the ground of the former Soviet bloc, so in Hungary, in Croatia, in Lithuania, and so on. And we will be the party allied to the small nations which will try to get rid of American hegemony, for example. But it's against public opinion. And that in 2003, 80% of French public opinion was against the Iraqi war. French did not participate in 2003. Jacques Chirac worked with Putin and with German Chancellor Schröder to an alternative policy. But in 1991, France participated, and in the first weeks, public opinion was in favor of the war. It changed during the war, but in first weeks, there was the reaction was, okay, we support our troops. It changed after some 3-4 weeks. But when Jean-Marie Le Pen took this position, it was against the public opinion and against the opinion of his own voters. So it's not only a populist strategy, because the populist strategy will not take decisions clearly against the opinion of his own voters or against a majority of population if it's not, he cannot exploit it. So the political nature is an autonomous one, which cannot be explained only by the wish to be near to the public opinion. But if we say it's fascist, I would say sure, clearly the roots are fascist. The French National Front was founded as a fascist party, and it found its place in the political system. But the actual strategy is surely different from historical fascism in the 1930s, because the historical context, the historical situation is not the same one. So the strategy today, it's not for the main movements of far right and for the main party of French National Front, it's not a strategy based on a discourse announcing that we will overthrow the system and on street mobilization and on violence. It's an electoral, a parliamentary strategy. Okay, when they will participate on a relevant level of power, we will see what will happen, and there will other aspects we will see clearer. But today, they get adapted to the political situation, which is more stable. Okay, we are in crisis. We have social crisis since 1975 with mass jobless, with a mass of jobless people. We have deeper crisis since 2008, 2009. It doesn't finish, but it's not the same crisis of same nature than in 1929, 1931. They don't expect today that a system will be overthrown soon. So, sure, they have a strategy adapted to today's context. And especially Marine Le Pen, who took over the direction of the party since January of 2011, she has a strategy saying clearly, okay, we have to adapt to the political context, we have to be to not appear like devils, but we have to appear, she calls it dédiabolisation, so not appearing like the devil. So we have to appear as a legitimate, normal part of the political system. It's a communication strategy, it's a PR strategy, but it's also a political strategy because she will hinder, the direction will hinder more activist elements who would realize a strategy based on violence, on street mobilization, and so on. Okay, now, in the history of this party, we find several periods. We have a first period. Okay, first period, we will be very quick. The first period is the 1970s. It's a very small party of 2,000 members, around 2,000, mostly not active, with 0.something percent in election. For example, 0.3 in parliamentary elections in March 1978, with no real importance in political life. But it has a function, it has a job. The job is to save generations of activists who get politicized, who made experiences in fascism between the wars or in Second World War, who made political experience in the colonial wars, in French colonial wars. It was one main subject for the far right to defend French colonial power in the 1950s with Algeria War, before there was Indochina War, but especially Algeria War. There are generations opposed to the left in the 1968 years in the universities, some of them by violent groups like Occident, some by intelligence, by strategies of reformulating, putting new words on the far right contents. And the job of National Front was to put together and to maintain, to keep these militant forces. But there will be a second phase, a second period in the 1980s, especially after 1983. First electoral victory of National Front is a local one in Dreux. It's at 80 kilometers of Paris in September 1983. And the whole 1980s, it will be a party winning voters from the conservative right. Mainly from conservative right. Small bourgeoisie, middle classes, traditional middle classes, so small business owners, small farmers, so people who proceed economic goods and who are afraid to lose it, but who are afraid also from workers' movement and from collective social solidarity. What opened the door for the National Front to win these voters coming from the conservative right was the modernization of the economy and the loss of positions of traditional capital of small business, so the decline of the coming down of small business. There will be another change in 1990, and what I told you before about change of international situation is one of the aspects which is going with it. In 1990, National Front says, okay, we have a problem, we are between the conservative right and the wall. We cannot develop very well because at the right side we have the wall, and at our left side we have the conservatives who don't want to let us their place. Conservatives don't want to let us their place. For example, before 1988, you have a poll system, proportional vote system. So a smaller party could have members of parliament. For example, in 1986, with proportional poll system, National Front had 35 members of parliament and a group. So it was very visible in political life. Every day there were articles in newspapers about what members of parliament belonging to a National Front are proposing, are saying. In 1988, conservative government changed the poll system for a majority poll system. It's different from British system, from the winner takes it all system. It's a little bit different. It's been two times, but it's also a majority poll system. And the National Front disappears from the parliament. It gets one seat, and the woman occupying the seat will leave the National Front. Conservatives, in the same time, are making harder their own discourse about some questions. French nationality, so French access to French citizenship, immigration. These are questions, justice rules, not social justice, court justice, law. The law system, the justice system. So, conservative right tried to win the voters, but to marginalize, to put to the wall the National Front. French National Front is reacting and saying, okay, now we have an historical situation, we have an opportunity window, we will open to another strategy. What happened in 1990, or a little bit before, in November 1989? The breakdown of Berlin Wall and the implosion, the breaking down of Soviet system, Soviet bloc. Okay, it was about 2-3 years, it started in Poland, and after there was a Berlin Wall, and 1991, it's a crash down of the Soviet Union. Okay, intellectuals of the far right say, okay, now we have a place to take, a single place, because there will be no radical left anymore. Radical left cannot be a credible opposition force to the system. So there will be one force who can oppose to the system and who can unify the victims of the economic system. And it will be us. So this is the idea. And since that time, the National Front is taking over a discourse based on social protest, social unsatisfaction about the ruling system and so on. So it will take over a more state interventionist vision and saying, okay, French workers should work together with French capital against the globalization, against international competitiveness, should close the franchise, the national franchise, or at some levels European franchise, for goods and for services proposed by other competitors in global economy.
To listen to the full talk of the far right in Europe with Bernard Schmidt, please go to www.thecircleday.com, and there you'll have a range of shows we've done in the past. You've been listening to The Circle Day on Resonance 104.4 FM. Till next week, turn on, tune in and kick off.
Through the best of times, through the worst of times, through Nixon and through Bush. Do you remember 36? We went our separate ways. You fought for Stalin, I fought for freedom. You believe in authority, I believe in myself. I'm a Molotov cocktail, you're Dom Perignon, baby. What's